Well, good morning, everyone, and I also want to welcome our visitors here, and I hope you can be blessed here today and feel welcome here. And I too want to thank the brother for sharing in the devotions. It goes right along with what I have to share this morning, and I was blessed by what he shared there with helping others. And what I want to talk about this morning, I've been thinking about for a while, and that is our need for others. And I was thinking about Thanksgiving, and I think it goes along with Thanksgiving too. But we live in a world that wants to think they don't need others. You do your own thing, you make decisions based on what is okay with you or what you choose to believe is okay. But God didn't design us to not need others. In Genesis 2 verse 18, it tells us it's not good for man to be alone, and that has to do with man and a woman in marriage. But God's plan is for there to be other people in our lives, in our life, and for us to be a part of others' lives. That's God's plan. Years ago, I don't remember how old I was, but our family took a train from Charlotte, North Carolina to Portland, Oregon, and we was going up along the Colorado River one evening, and we went through this little town, and it was a pretty small little town, and the train slowed down, but we didn't stop. And there was people out there at the train station, and they was waving to the train. And I couldn't help but think that they was starved for people. They wanted people. That's the way God designed us. I read a story about this, I don't know what to call her other than she was, I guess, a cowgirl. It was a 50-year-old lady that was taking care of cattle way out in the country all by herself. And she would spend long periods of time out there just living in a little shack, riding the fence or whatever her job was. And she kept some kind of a recording that she could play of stories or people talking. She was lonely. She needed people. And I thought that was interesting. Since the beginning of time, people have needed people. When we was in Montana this last summer in August, me and Aaron Berkey, a lot of you here know who that is, we went and took some hogs to the butcher shop. And on the way back, we was coming close to his house, coming in the back way, maybe a mile from his place, and we noticed his brother's truck off in the distance in a field, and by a field that his brother Carl, some of y'all may know him, he had rented or leased this field, and he was growing corn on it. So we decided to stop over there and talk with his brother a little bit. And we could go around the long way, or we could run around this little road around kind of a levee type of thing. So that's what we decided to do. Well, it was pretty tight and crooked, and we got around through there finally. And the last little stretch before we got over to where his truck was, it kind of dropped down pretty low. And they had been irrigating the corn, and I wondered if it was a little wet in there. But there was a set of tracks right through there. And so we decided to go through. Well, guess what? It was wet, and we was very stuck by the time it got over with. We didn't know that it was a side-by-side that it went through this little strip of ground. So there we was stuck. So if Aaron didn't need anybody in his life, if he was going to do his own thing, be independent, what all would he have had to go through to get unstuck? He would have had to walk a mile home, get a tractor big enough to pull his truck out with nobody assisting in the truck. Then he would have had to walk back. He'd had to do a lot of walking and go through a whole lot of headache if he didn't have anybody else in his life to help him. If he would have been independent, didn't need anybody. And the way it was, we went and got his brother's truck, and he went around, and you know, with people helping people, we got unstuck. I thought about Karen's camper the other weekend, her tire come off going up to the camp. And with Jonas's and some others' help, the situation was a lot less painful. I'm sure, yeah. People need people. I'll read Galatians 6, verse 2. Galatians 6, verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So we are to help others around us. And I had to wonder, why do wealthy people get to feel an independent of others when others is why they're wealthy? Did you ever think about that? It don't even make sense. People that are wealthy they don't need anybody. Well, it took other people to get them there. You know, we can't always pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. Are we as thankful as we should be for what others are doing for us? Sometimes we think it would be nice to have no accountability, to do whatever felt, to do whatever felt comfortable to us. Just not do anything that goes hard for us, that looks appealing to us. Joe asked the question in a sermon he preached maybe two or three times ago, how would we make out if we was dropped off somewhere where we didn't know anyone, didn't have any accountability to anyone or communication for 2 years? How would we make out? How would we get by? I don't think we would make out very well. I know I wouldn't. God made us to need each other. We need each other to keep ourselves balanced and on track. And am I as thankful for this in our church body as what I should be? Am I doing my part, or does someone else have to pull extra weight to counterbalance me? It's very clear in the Bible that we are to be here for each other as a church. Ephesians 4, verse 2. I'll read Ephesians 4, verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. It talks about this is talking about one body in Christ, forbearing with one another. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, I'll read that. Hebrews 10, 25, not of forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It talks about being members of each other. We need each other. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. So we're to encourage each other, and I think that's on a spiritual level and on a day-to-day. A friend of mine recently told me, an older fella, when he was young, newly married, he had moved to a different location, and he was looking for a certain job, and he ended up taking a little different job than what he wanted. And I don't know how long it went on there, but anyway, he got laid off. they was slowing down. I'm not sure what all the reasons was, but he got laid off. And he felt so worthless because of this. He was trying to provide for his family, and he just felt like a nobody. And he went and he called his wife and he told her about it, and he was just all depressed about it. And his wife told him, she said, you know, you was too good for that job anyway. She said, you'll find another job. And she said, tonight is a year since we first met each other. Let's go celebrate. And he said that he hung up the phone. He called her feeling like a failure, and he hung up the phone feeling like a Superman. And so we can encourage each other so much in life, and we need that. Hebrews 3 verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. James 5, 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Sometimes we struggle with things, and we need to tell others about it. We need to talk about it. And I remember when I was young, I had made some wrong decisions. I wasn't reaching for God, and I had started to use tobacco. And my parents didn't know it, and I didn't want them to know it. And I remember down at our barn, we had a, I don't know if y'all know what kudzu vine is, but it's a big leafy vine that just grows everywhere. It'll cover anything, and it'll, so we had a big gully of this kudzu vine off to the side of our barn. And I remember taking a can of snuff and just throwing it out in this patch of kudzu. Well, guess what? The next day, I was out there looking for it. I was trying to do it on my own. One time I opened up a new can and I dumped it in a mud puddle, and I didn't get that one back. But we need others' help in our lives. We need others to encourage us. Luke 6:31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Isaiah 1:17, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. God cares a lot for those that are defenseless because of circumstances out of their control, and they need people to be there for them. When tragedy strikes and our world falls apart, other people's love and care and support is what we need. And that is how God made us. And I'm not taking away from Jesus and what he can do for us. I'm talking about encouragement, people encouraging us to look to Jesus. Some of us enjoy crowds more than others, but we all need others in our day-to-day living, whether it's fixing a problem at our house or something with our vehicle, whatever it might be. We also need each other on a spiritual level to keep us faithful while we live on this earth. And I would like to thank you as a church for the blessing you are to me in daily living and in spiritual. And I don't realize what a blessing y'all are to me enough of the time. So I want to thank you for that and for what you are to me. That's all I have this morning. If y'all would stand for prayer.